This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Just 37 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back to The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios. Do you want to shout out to Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies? They have a spine specialist, a hip and knee specialist, foot and ankle specialist, hand and upper extremity specialist, you name it. They have you covered literally from head to toe. That is Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. Check them out online, orthohealth.com. I actually went to them a few years back. I was having some trouble, shoulder issues, and just some various therapies that I did that I still do to this day as far as my exercises and routine has really helped me out. So maybe it doesn't have to be surgery. Maybe it could just be sitting down with people, figuring out new stretches you can do, new workouts you can do to help you out. That's Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. First Advantage, text line 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. We're efforting Mark Johnson at this point, the voice of the Colorado Buffalo. Still nothing just yet, so we'll see. I know CU got after it yesterday as far as checking into camp, getting ready to go, and the big thing with CU, I know it's probably not the sexiest story because I think when you think about the stories we're covering here that we talk about on a daily basis as far as football goes, obviously the Broncos, you have Russell Wilson. You know, that's exciting. People are pumped to see what this team can do with Russell Wilson as the leader. Denver's been starving for a quarterback for quite some time. CSU, Jay Norvell. There is a new era for air raid. It's exciting, isn't it? I don't know how the year will go, but it is exciting to see how this is going to happen. I think Rams fans are elated at what they're hearing and seeing right now with camp getting going on Friday morning. You continue. Look at the UNC Bears. I think the Ed McCaffrey stuff is still there. The Ed McCaffrey juice buzz is still there. People are still interested to see what they can do, especially now that he's got the first year under his belt. I think there's still some excitement there. Maybe it's wearing off a little bit, but I still think it's there. As for CU, I mean, the most they were in the news, you're talking about the Pac-12 stuff, and, you know, are they going to, are the Buffs going to move on to the Big 10, Big 12? What does that look like? Is the Pac-12 going to dissolve eventually? That was the biggest news. If you want to just look at the roster, though, and what this team's looking at, it's all about the quarterback. Offense was pretty bad last year. Brendan Lewis, extremely young, learning on the fly. I think it's his job to lose right now, according to Brian Howell of Buff Zone. Brendan Lewis leads the way at this stage, but JT Shroud is healthy. And, you know, I know a lot of fans, when Brendan Lewis was really struggling, were desperately hoping that JT Shroud would come back. You know, he missed the entire 2021 season with that knee injury. I think fans were just really hoping, you know, he'd get back into the swing of things. And then maybe put some more pressure on Brendan Lewis, or at least be there to take over. But for the Buffs, it is about that quarterback position. That's the first thing we're looking at here. What's the excitement level for CU? That's the thing. How excited are you about the Buffs? You had the COVID year, which, okay. Carl Durrell was actually really good that year. Jades, try calling again. We're not. He said he's texting me asking. We're trying to get Mark right now. I'm texting as we go here. He's probably out in the wilderness somewhere, you think? First Advantage text line 888-530-0043 is our First Advantage text line. Looking to get Mark on. I think we have him. We do have Mark on the program. Mark Johnson, of course, is the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, joins me each and every week here on the whole show, and I always love it. You know, Mark and I can talk about anything. We talk about the big picture stuff, the sports world, things that are happening in the sports world, but we can also just break into the X's and O's. And Mark, before we got you on, my friend, we were just talking a little bit again, and I know this is the big topic with the Buffs roster, is that quarterback position. Camp getting underway yesterday, right? So now we get a start. We get a chance to see Brendan Lewis and JT Schrout go at it. Maybe both of those guys will push each other to be better this season.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, in fact, I was just in an interview just a few minutes ago with Mike Sanford, the offensive coordinator, will be releasing on social media here shortly, and he kind of talked about that. You know, it's that idea of, you know, raising all boats, if you will. You know, high tide raising all boats. That's what they're hoping with those two guys. And, you know, last year, before JT Schrout got hurt, I thought the level that those two were playing at was extremely high. And when Trout went down, Lewis didn't have the competition. I think he kind of settled a little bit. In fact, Sanford just said that a few minutes ago. And so I think what you're seeing from those guys, both of them are really kind of pushing each other. It's going to be interesting to see what happens, you know, through camp. Trout was the guy that I thought was leading when he went down with an injury last year. Early on, again, it's been 2 days, so I've watched him for, you know, about 3 hours in the last couple of days. And they both look pretty sharp. But, you know, there's something about Schrout, though, man. When he throws the ball, it looks like an NFL ball coming out of there. And so I'm kind of fascinated to kind of watch this thing unfold over the next few weeks.
Well, and Mark, I know last year was so tough, too. And either way, you looked at that quarterback competition. I know Buffs fans would have liked to see when, you know, Brendan Lewis certainly had some low moments last season. And I think you were thinking, man, it would be great to get JT Schrout in there, see what he can do with this team. Let's go to Brendan Lewis first, because I do want to talk to you more about JT Schrout. But looking at Brendan Lewis, you know, what's his confidence level like? You know, because again, last year was just so rough. He had his moments for sure, but he was learning pretty much everything on the fly, it seemed like.
Oh, yeah, no. It was a baptism under fire. There's no doubt about it. And let's be honest about it. It's not like he had a great offense around him. And there were times he was running for his life. That's a bad combination. Not great protection. Young quarterback trying to figure it out. He had a tendency to hold the ball a little bit last year. That's a recipe for disaster, which is why offensively the Buffaloes are one of the worst teams in America in that regard. So they've got to improve that. I think, you know, when you ask about his confidence, when you talk to Brendan Lewis, he is a kind of guy. I was joking with somebody the other day. I think his heart rate must be about 40 beats a minute. I mean, he is just as low key and relaxed. And he never seems to get excited about anything. When you talk to him, he's just very matter of fact. And, you know, it's a slow pace and that kind of thing. And so, from a confidence standpoint, it's hard to get a read on him because of the way his personality is. Now, I know for a fact, he and I chatted about this yesterday, he did go through by himself, broke down every one of the games, and sat down with the offensive staff. They broke down every one of the games and so tried to learn from that. And then he had Blair led practices, obviously, all summer long. And so, I think from a confidence standpoint, maybe not according to what you see from a personality standpoint, but I do think he feels much better this year in terms of understanding the role, the position. Now, from a learning curve, a new system, you've got Mike Sanford coming in. Both he and Schrout started at square one, obviously, because they had to learn a new system through spring ball and now into fall camp and all summer long. And so it's not like he's got to get any big jump because he's got a year of experience on JT in that regard. They're both learning the system, you know, I think at the same time.
Mark Johnson joining us, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. So you're saying, Mark, you kind of thought, you know, again, everything we saw with Brendan Lewis learning on the go pretty much, but you kind of were feeling like maybe it was JT Schrout's job to lose at that point. Going forward here, does that last year's, you know, what we saw last year, does that come into Carl Durrell's mind as far as saying, okay, maybe he was ahead last year, gets hurt. Brendan Lewis had the full season, though. So how much of last year's camp and everything before the injury will really help JT Schrout win that job?
I think zero, and I say that for numerous reasons. But in fact, Carl Durrell was the one that said when you and I saw each other down at that event down near Coors Field here a few weeks ago that, you know, Carl Durrell made the comment that it was all, you know, the incumbent is the one that had the job, meaning Brendan Lewis, and so he's been very consistent with that commentary ever since. And so that indicates, okay, you've got the job. That was Brendan Lewis. JT Schrout's going to have to take it from him. I don't know that there's a leader in the clubhouse. I think that's important for a coach to say something like that. But I kind of get the sense just watching. They're splitting reps evenly. They're really watching every single rep, what they're doing, how they're conducting themselves. Are they making the right reads? Are they making the right throws? You know, I'm sure it has to do with what they're doing in the locker room, how they're leading. I'm sure all that's going to go into it. I really think this is just a let's enter camp and open this thing up and really figure out which guy's going to be the best for the team moving forward. So and keep in mind, you've got a brand new offensive coordinator who does not have any knowledge of what went down last year firsthand, right? And so I think from Mike Sanford's standpoint, and he's the guy that's going to, you know, ultimately make the call. Carl's going to have obviously veto power on that as the head coach, but Mike will make the call. And so I think for him, it's sit back and just totally evaluate over the next 3 weeks and see what happens.
Talk to us a little bit about Mike Sanford. And like you said, that offense was struggling mightily last year. What kind of an impact, maybe, you know, quickly do you see him making with this football program?
I like his energy. He's a younger guy, very energetic guy, and I like what he's brought in that regard. I just asked him a question a little while ago. I said, okay, you tell me, there's two mindsets here. Do you bring your system in and say, this is my system, this team's going to run what I want to run, or do you look at the team and say, well, this is my system, but here's what it fits the team, you know, from a better standpoint. And so he said, you know, Mark, it's both of them. In spring ball, I came in and said, this is the system, this is what you're going to learn. Now we're in fall camp. Now I've had a chance to watch, see what the individual pieces, see what the individual quarterbacks are like, and now begin to custom fit what we do within the system to each one of those guys. He said, really, there's not a huge difference between what J.T. Shrout or Brent Lewis feels comfortable running. So he said, it's not like you've got to have, you know, offense A and offense B. That's not the course. It's very similar with just a couple of wrinkles here and there. So I like his energy. I like that mindset, the way he explained that. And boy, I tell you this, and I think it was Brendan or JT. I think it was Brendan yesterday when I asked him about, you know, learning from Mike Sanford. He said, "I'm blown away by his knowledge. I'm learning something every single day." So I think both these young quarterbacks feel real good about, you know, kind of that relationship and how the interaction is going so far.
Well, I know we're excited to see kind of how that thing works out, and that's what we're focused on. I mean, I love the storylines. We get into this type of year, we can look at all the teams that we talk about, and you're just really focused on those storylines. Certainly the quarterback, the offensive coordinator, those are kind of the big pieces that we're looking at going forward to see what this Buffs team can do. It's a tough schedule, no question about it.
I think that first game is supremely important. You've got a TCU team, which went 5-7 a year ago. They've got a new coach. It's still a lot of change going on there. It's a Friday night in Boulder. I think that can really set the tone for Colorado. Tough one, obviously, and a very difficult scout going down and taking out Air Force the next week. Then going to see, you know, the Minnesota Golden Gophers, who Mike Sanford was the OC for last year. And so that non-conference slate is extremely difficult before you jump into Pac-12 conference play. But, you know, they're winnable ball games, but this team's got to make a lot of growth. I think so far from what we saw a year ago, early on, there's good energy out there. I think the linebacking core looks very good. That might be the strength of that defense. And that might surprise people, considering you're losing Carson Wells and Nate Lamon. I like what I'm seeing from those linebackers. They've got some transfers in there. And so there's a lot of things early, anyway. And I throw that caveat out there. Early, I like what I'm seeing so far. And we'll talk again in a couple of weeks and give you a little bit of an update. But right now, evaluation-wise, so far, so good.
Yeah, there's only so much you can take from a couple of days, and as you said, we'll get more about this team. And Mark, nothing big on the Pac-12 thing either. I mean, while you were out, we thought maybe we were going to get something, but I suppose no news is good news at this point for the Pac-12.
Well, you know, and it was interesting. A buddy of mine that lives up in the upper Midwest texted me and said some of the stations in Minneapolis today were talking about a rumor out there that Minnesota's going to the Big 12, and I thought that might be the dumbest thing I've ever heard. You know, the rumor mill is just stupid right now.
Oh,
but,
wow,
you know,
yeah.
He goes, why do you think that's dumb? And I said, well, being the Big Ten is going to get $80 to $100 million per school, the Big 12 is going to be in the probably 45 to 60 range. Why in the world would you give up $20, $30, $40 million? No one's making that move, but that's the kind of goofy stuff that's floating around out there right now. It's percolating. It's not dead. It's still moving. Don't be surprised if something comes down the pike here at some point in the not too distant future, I would think.
I keep refreshing all my Pac-12 stories and everything just to see what happens. Mark, my man, appreciate you as always. I am excited about the season, getting to talk about these X's and O's as we progress. So we'll be curious. I'm sure by this time next week, we're going to have even more we can break into.
All right, brother. I look forward to it. See
you. All right, man. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. The Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Haven't spent any time on this yet. Who's going to have the better 2022 as far as records go? Colorado State or Wyoming? Both are kind of, like, Wyoming was a bowl team last year. But they're certainly in a recharge mode with a young group. Still got a good O-line. Still got a good running back. CSU certainly new coach and everything in a recharge mode, or hopefully they can get the new era going. So who's going to be better of those two teams? 12:51 the time. We'll take a short break. Don't forget we have Jesse Kurtz of the Mountain West Network coming up as well. We'll ask him that question. Don't go anywhere. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, live from the Allo Communications Studios.
Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.